When the ice sheets retreated in North America about 10,000 years ago, indigenous peoples in the temperate rainforest that sprung up on the West Coast from Northern California to Alaska built societies dependent on salmon along the great rivers. Today, most of the great trees of that rainforest in Northern California are gone, as are most of the fish, pushed even faster toward extinction by the construction of dams. And now the Yurok tribe that lives near the Oregon border itself is losing its way of life as the annual run of Chinook salmon from the Pacific into the Klamath River is on the verge of collapse. Thomas O'Rourke is tribal chairman.
The Klamath River is our lifeline. We have depended on this river since time immemorial. Our stories go back to the time of darkness, our creation stories as Yurok people. I grew up born and raised here on the Klamath River. And as a child, there was a lot of salmon. We had runs when I was a child that don't exist here anymore. I learned to fish at a very young age, at probably about 7 or 8 years old. When I was a child, we didn't have much money, and the land provided about 90% of our food. Our roads are terrible here, and our roads would go out, and sometimes we couldn't get out of here for weeks at a time, and if we didn't have food in jars, we did not eat. We relied on the game animals, the deer and the elk, the salmon, which come from the river, the eels, the steelhead, the sturgeon, these, cannelfish, these are what I grew up to know how to eat and what kept us alive, what sustained us.
In a good year, what would the salmon count look like on the Klamath?
In 2000 or so, we have over 100,000 fish allocation, which allowed us to both catch fish for subsistence as well as to have a commercial season, which is our people very much depend on, you know, because of the lack of job opportunities that are here.
And what does the salmon count look like today?
You know, when they told us our numbers last year was bad. I meant bad. We had trouble swallowing last year. We got 6,000 fish, which isn't even enough for one salmon a person, for a tribal member. This year, we have a tenth of that. And so we have a little over 600 fish allocations for harvest, and that our tribe is the largest tribe in the state of California with right around 6,200 tribal members. And we have 650 fish to sustain ourselves. It's hard to understand my emotions, you know, of how I feel and our tribal members' emotions, how they feel. You know, all of a sudden that we're told, well, we're not going to be able to fish, you know, when we've fished all of our lives. The fish had always been there, you know, at least some kinds of numbers. Well, this year, it's probably the lowest that I've ever known it to be. Our river's sick. Water quality being a major issue, water management being a major issue. And so we are in the process of putting together a fix that we see that we can attain.
I understand that the Yurok tribe conducted studies investigating the presence of an aquatic parasite on local fish populations. How prevalent is this parasite, and what has its effect been on the river's fish?
Sea shass it's a parasite. They multiply inside the polychaete worm, and then they spread across the floor of the Klamath River. And that's the one that has been really infecting our salmon when they're juveniles. And it's due straight up to poor water quality. Management, flows, dams. We have 4 dams that we're working on to remove, and that what they do is that they incubate for this parasite. You know, that it likes warm water. It likes everything that them dams have in it. So the fertilizer, the byproducts, you know. And so it's just infested badly. The disease rate has gone sky high, and now we're starting to see the impacts of this disease that is caused pretty much by man.
How much would it help if the dams were removed?
Well, we'll get our natural flows. Right now, we get the warm water off of the top of the dams. You know, the cold water doesn't come down, which the fish very much need. It's hot here. It gets up near 110 degrees. It also stops the fines from coming down. You know, that in the past, all of the spawning material, the gravel, the fines, you know, have been washed out, and the dams are stopping new fines from coming in, new gravel, so that the fish can spawn. So that it's imperative to get these dams out. There's four major dams that are causing most of the problems upstream. We have been working since right around 2000 that we started working towards dam removal. In the year 2010, Pacific Corps made its final business decision to remove the dams. And that's big news for us, because once the dams are removed, then we can begin the real healing process for the river, and we will have a much better quality of water. Quality of water means everything. You take a couple of fish and you throw them in a fish bowl, goldfish. You put them in a little bowl, you know, and they'll do fine. You know, water can be pretty warm. But if you throw a few more in there, you know, they're going to start to die. If you take and you put an oxygen hose in there, you know, they'll do fine. And you can throw some more fish in there, then they'll still do fine. But if you take a couple of ice cubes and put some ice cubes in that little fish bowl along with the oxygen, then, you know, you can fill that bowl up with fish, and they'll do fine.
What are the plans for removing the dams? How soon are they coming down?
In the year 2020, the dams are scheduled to come out. Many stakeholders pulled together to make this happen. It's something that people said was impossible 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. People say it's pretty much impossible, but I see them coming down.
Aside from undamming the river, what else could help restore the fish?
We were put here in the beginning as gardeners, the caretakers. So you can look at the river as a garden, and it's not just the water and the salmon directly. You know, it's the forest, it's everything that's within the ecosystem that ties together to make the river healthy. So you can't just fix one component. Many components need to be fixed. Erosion control, because of the poor logging practices, we have to address it across the board. When the forest is restored, then our spring waters will be restored, our groundwaters will be restored. It all works together. It's a very complex, big picture. If the river dies, we die as a people. A way of life dies. A society, it becomes extinct. And so we will restore and revive our fisheries and our river.
Thomas O'Rourke is the chairman of the Iraq Tribal Council in Northern California. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.